You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another week of Marketing Jam. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Today I am thrilled and excited because our guest is actually 30 minutes down the road, but thanks to the beloved COVID 2020, we are doing the recording virtually, and it's a real treat and a real honor, Chris, to have you on the show. And Chris, how would you describe yourself in your words?
How would I describe myself? Oh, wow, big question at the start. I guess sarcastic and just a goof, and I never take anything seriously, I guess. So that's about it. But I'm also very, I'm pretty driven with like business stuff and that kind of and that kind of aspect. I'm a pretty hard worker, I'm not gonna lie.
That's awesome. So you're from Abbotsford, and you discovered this app called TikTok, and and tell us the story from there. What happened?
So I am a hairdresser by trade, and I had to close my doors because of COVID and everything, like everybody else, at the start of April. And yeah, I downloaded TikTok because I was bored and I didn't really know what it was. And I watched it for like 3 days straight. And then I was like, oh, I could probably try to make some videos. And I was not at all trying to get quote unquote TikTok famous, like at all. That wasn't the goal. It just kind of, I was on it for a few weeks and I posted a couple viral videos and then I just kind of like went from there. And I just really enjoy myself. I just like making content that I like, and the fact that other people like it is super cool too.
Amazing. And when you use the term viral, which again, you know, as working in agency or marketing, people, clients always come and say, make me a viral video. What would be the definition of a viral video in the TikTok world?
That's a good question, because I consider viral myself, and this is just like my own, is like if you get like a million views, that's based off, you know, I don't know. That's my consideration. If you get into the millions, I consider that viral. But so that happened and I was just like blown away the first time that happened, and then it kept happening. And then my followers started to grow, which I like was so baffled by. And yeah, I'm still confused, but it's fine. I'm taking it day by day.
So those that are maybe, you know, there's a few camps, those that are addicted to TikTok, those that got addicted to TikTok and then recovered from it and now go to TikTok Anonymous, and those that have stayed free from it. So those that are kind of maybe stayed free from it and maybe kind of are abstaining for whatever reason. How does it work? So as your profile is on there, much like Instagram or Facebook, you have a profile, YouTube, but with TikTok, it says how many followers you have and then how many views you have. Those would be the stats that someone can see right away, correct?
Yeah. That's it.
And then from there, what's your kind of goal? Like as a TikToker, what are you hoping for? Like what's kind of, you know, when you go into TikTok, you know, when you kind of see this as a career, as you figure out how to monetize it, as you get an agent, what does that day-to-day look like for someone in your shoes?
Yeah, I mean, I am just coming to the end of, I'm finally quitting my actual job very soon. I still have that job. Like doing my videos every day and all that kind of stuff. I'm still having fun with it, but it has completely become like a full-time career for me now, which is like so bizarre. And I never thought I would have a career like this. It's really cool because I've always wanted to entertain people and everything. I just never thought I could, just like most people. So basically I make videos throughout the day. I edit, and then I have YouTube as well. So I do that and I edit, and then stuff like this with interviews and stuff. And then I'll do live streams and all this. There's all this in between. And then I have like a merch line, so I'm working on that kind of stuff. And there's all these like different lines of revenue that I have too, that I work on, because there's just so many avenues you can go with it, which is so cool too. Like it's not just TikTok, because in Canada we can't monetize our content technically, right? So you got to figure it out for yourself, and then obviously brand deals, so then you're going back and forth with brands and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't sound like a lot of work when you say, oh yeah, I'm a TikToker. People are like, oh, you just post a video and then you'll just like go spend money the rest of the day or something like that. It's like, no, there's so much more to it. But I have so much fun doing it. So it's like, it's so fun.
So Chris, you mentioned you have a YouTube channel as well.
Yes.
Are you also repurposing your TikToks onto Instagram Reels?
Sometimes, yeah. The only thing with Instagram Reels is that they're only 15 seconds, and I often do like full minute skits. So that kind of sucks. So if I ever do one that's only 15 seconds, then I'll repost it to Instagram Reels. And same thing with YouTube. I make YouTube compilations now and I post them on post them on YouTube just to utilize that. Because I saw so many compilations of myself and I'm like, I should be doing this. I got to capitalize on that.
And because a TikTok video is longer, it allows you more creative freedom, more opportunity.
Totally. Yeah.
And the other perk, and I'm just trying to, for those that are trying to understand it, the other benefit of TikTok is that it has those audio files ready to go and license free. You don't get in trouble. Whereas sometimes if you use that audio in YouTube, you can get in trouble.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. Which I've run into with, and I actually do most of my own like original content now with no copyright anything, or it's just my voice. So those are the videos I put onto YouTube so it can't get copyright. But for a lot of people, like they can't repost that stuff to get it monetized because it could get copyright on YouTube. So it's kind of nice with TikTok, but it still does happen with TikTok. If you record music without it being okayed by TikTok in your video, then they'll take it down. So you got to be careful with that kind of stuff.
Cool. So, Chris, I love that you're from Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada.
Yes.
I need to know, do you connect with other TikTokers across Canada, other influencers, creators? And what's that like when you guys talk and interact right now?
Yeah, I have a few friends in Canada, and we're kind of bigger TikTok creators, which is kind of cool. One of my best friends, Shane Wally, he's actually from Ontario. And he's going through like a weight loss journey and stuff. He's at like almost 2.5 million followers or something like that. But it's kind of nice to have friends to just go back and forth with like what the hell we're doing, because I don't know half the time. I'm still trying to figure it out. So it's nice to have those people. And then like there's a girl, Jeannie Weenie, who's in Vancouver, who's freaking awesome, and a couple other people. And it's kind of nice. I have a lot of friends that are I have a few friends down in the States that are TikTokers and stuff, but it's nice to talk to Canadian creators, because we have so many similarities in the fact that we can't monetize our content. So we have to figure out our own kind of thing. So that's really nice.
And those that maybe not be aware, in Canada, we don't have a TikTok house yet, right? Like what you would find in LA or New York. So maybe those that don't know what a TikTok house is, maybe explain that to folks.
The TikTok houses? Yeah. Like Sway House and stuff. And oh my gosh, what is the other house? Called.
It's groups of TikTokers that lease a house together.
It's groups of TikTokers that just live together, and I know several houses where they literally all just live together and then collaborate with each other, and for the most part they're just like a bunch of like rich 18-year-olds or 16-17-year-olds that are just like doing them. Like it's cool, but like I am a 24-year-old woman and I could not.
Yes. Yeah.
But I see the benefit of that, because you get to collaborate with so many bigger creators and people love to see that.
Yeah.
Like if I ever collaborate with another bigger creator, it's usually just via, we have to like edit ourselves together, but people love to see that, right? So
that's really cool. If you ever get to do something with Zach King, please let me know. He is my favorite creator.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I was a fan of his when he was on Vine, and then sadly Vine shut down, and then followed him on YouTube, and it's been fun to watch. One of my other favorite TikTokers is, it's just a girl, all of her videos are, it's just her face doing the background vocals of these like songs. So like if a song has a weird sound effect, she'll just like do something crazy with her face.
Oh,
and then other people do it. All it is about people duetting with her. Cause
I
she's
love it.
Yeah. No, it's,
that's awesome.
She's famous for her, duets. So maybe for you, those that want to follow you or discover more about, what you do, where do they go? How do they find you on TikTok? They download the app and then they search your name. Is that how you get discovered? Or they discover you in the discovery section?
Yeah, I mean, there's always the For You page and everything, but I mean, if they want to physically find me, I'm Call Me Chris on TikTok, which is KALLMEKRIS, just to be fancy. And then same thing with YouTube, is the same username. And then I'm Call Me Chris _4 on Instagram, because somebody took Call Me Chris.
How could they? Oh man.
So hopefully I'll get that changed, but yeah.
So when you talk about swag and monetization, so what kind of swag are you creating, and what can we be looking for in our stockings this Christmas?
Oh, like merchandise and stuff?
Yeah.
So I'm actually coming out with a new line. I just launched my first line of merchandise about a month ago, and it was just kind of just to see what people like. And now I'm coming out with a new line, hopefully by next week or the week after. And it'll be, I do different characters and stuff. So it has to do with my different characters and that kind of stuff, which a lot of people have asked for. So hopefully people will enjoy that. And I have a few like Christmas items and stuff. I don't want to give it all away, but
That's awesome.
I'm excited.
And, And when you talk about brand partnerships and brands that are listening right now and agencies that are listening now, what are maybe some of the most successful brand partnerships that maybe you've done or that you've seen on TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, I work with quite a few brands right now. One of the bigger ones I'm working with is, I don't know if you know the shoe company Vessi.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, they're amazing. Waterproof shoes made here in Vancouver.
They're fantastic. So I have a residual deal with them right now where I'm just going to promote for them for however long they want to work with me. And then I've worked with like FabFitFun, and I'm going to be working with Benefit Cosmetics and Burt's Bees and lots of companies. It's just like, it's constantly ongoing. I thought it would be like you work with one, you get it done, and then you can work with another one. But I'm literally working with like 5 to 10 at a time. So it's really cool. It's definitely a good way to make revenue. That's probably where I make the most revenue off of different brand deals and stuff. And keeping your content more family friendly definitely makes you more attractive to brands as well.
So when you look at Vessi, I see you wearing the Vessi, you're running through Abbotsford to a sweet song, jumping in puddles. And I buy a pair because you've given me a discount code, like 10% off or 20% off, right? I've seen that code in your video. Is that how there's a connection?
I don't actually. Usually, there's a lot of companies that do like the commission-based deals. Yeah. I actually work, I don't know if this is your question at all, but I work like basically with a flat fee.
Nice.
Just because you just don't know. And I'd rather work with a company where I know what I'm going to be making and that kind of thing. So I usually work with a flat fee. And if they do give me a discount code, I just don't do the commission and I just give the discount code for the people to use. Perfect. And then, so I'm not making money off of people actually physically going in making the sale. Yeah.
Awesome. So I will admit I saw and I follow Caitlin Bristow on Instagram for work purposes, purely for work research.
For sure.
And
and
she posted this thing in her stories about these glasses and I don't and so I don't have them here. I usually wear them when I'm on a screen.
I have a pair right here.
Okay, they're incredible. And so, so when I went to the website to buy them, I actually forgot what her discount code was. But it was like, oh, sign up for an email and get 10% off. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll use that. But she fully influenced me to go and buy them. But
absolutely.
But there's no correlation though between that post and me purchasing. But I definitely purchased it, and I've told multiple people about this website because it was really affordable. It was I buy direct.
Totally.
Here's my referral link and there's no referral. No, just
but
iBuyDirect was awesome because it came within a week, and then my eyes it's night and day difference when I wear the blue light glasses.
I completely agree, and that's kind of where like the influencer name actually, like I always hated the term, but it's like you actually do influence people do certain things or make certain things or buy certain things without even. Yeah, like when I was wearing the Vessies, or everybody's like, oh my gosh, like what are these shoes? Like I should go get these shoes. And I'm like, go ahead if you want. Like I really like them. And I like it because I am genuinely working with brands I actually like. I haven't sold out yet.
Not yet.
But like I have said no to many, many, many deals because I'm like, I would never use that. And I don't like that. And I feel like people can pick up on that. Like they're you're actually going to use that or, you know, so yeah, I think people really do get influenced by what you promote.
That's awesome. And if we look at Vessi shoes, for example, for them, they're paying you because your influence, let's just say it, right? Let's park that for a sec. Let's just say you didn't have influence. Let's just say for some reason, no one used your discount. But I feel like at the same time, what Vessi's paying you for is they're getting these incredible video pieces. So they're basically paying you as a videographer, as a creative director, as a content creator, as a social media director, all in one, let alone your followers.
Yeah, no, exactly. And they repost my videos in their, like as a promo ad, right? So they're getting like a commercial, well, not for free, but you know what I mean? Like they're getting a commercial along with it that they can keep on using. So it's like, they are getting something from me regardless of them knowing if somebody went just because I told them to go, right? So,
because they do have a budget for a videographer so in a sense, those that feel uncomfortable, maybe you feel uncomfortable calling yourself an influencer, but maybe you could in some sense call yourself a videographer.
Like the term creator or something like that, because I like creating videos and stuff. But yeah, basically, right? It's like a commercial for them that they can end, who already has that broad audience in the demographic that they want. And that's like the biggest thing for brands is that they need somebody that has the demographic that they're aiming for. Right. So, and that's, they looked at my demographic and thought that that would work really well for them.
That's awesome. And so tell me about going maybe from deals you hustled and you dealt with to getting an agent, and maybe what's the difference? And maybe for a brand and an agency listening, saying like, what's the difference for us dealing with you directly versus dealing with an agency?
Yeah, I mean, for me, since I was like not on social media at all before all of this, like I'm very, didn't know what to do.
You were cutting hair. You were taking care of people's hair in Abbotsford.
Yeah. I had my own business. I was doing lashes too and cutting hair and doing that. I had like a couple hundred followers on Instagram. I didn't really go on there much. But when I started and brands started to reach out to me, I started to do a couple just for free product and that kind of thing, which I think everybody starts with. But then I started to get a little bit bigger and I noticed other influencer creators that are getting deals were actually getting paid for them. And I was like, and me being me, I'm just like, I hate asking for money and that kind of thing from brands, right? So I actually was lucky enough to have an agency reach out to me and they said, hey, do you have a representative? Like, who are you working for? And I can talk to them every day. I FaceTime. I'm like CC'd and everything. Like, I know everything that's going on and I have a say in everything, but I don't have to be the person that's like, okay, these are my rates. That's not going to work. Like, I don't have to do all of that kind of work. So
nice.
I think it's better for a creator to have a team that knows what the heck they're doing in terms of working with brands and that kind of thing. Cause I know brands tend to, they know they can kind of swindle you, right? If you don't have a representative, you don't know what you're doing, right? Which whatever. I mean, that's just how the industry works. But, and then with brands, it's, I don't have a brand myself. I guess I have merchandise, but I don't really know how you would communicate with a influencer.
So as a brand, so you have had people reach out direct, but it's having that mediary has actually been really helpful, you feel like, and maybe beneficial to the brand as well of getting a hold of you and planning out a campaign and working on
It just puts that middleman in there that's like, I have somebody that knows what they're doing in here, like don't try to take advantage of me stuff. Like, they know my worth, I don't really know my worth, so
that's cool.
It's just one less thing I don't have to worry about.
Have you ever looked at any of those automated procedures like hashtag paid or Shop and Shout, as far as like you just log in and it's like a shopping mall of influencer options or creator options?
Oh, like to choose a creator to work with? I think TikTok has one. I can't remember what it's called, but they can literally go into TikTok. If you are a big enough creator and you can apply to be in there, then brands can physically go in, look at your analytics, look at your demographic, all that stuff, and then choose you to work with. And then they can reach out to you, which is really cool.
And in this case, when we reached out to you for this interview, we had your agency's email and where we wanted to contact you, and they got back to us right away. Mm-hmm. They were really great to work with, and then it was awesome. Like, it was a great procedure.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is that you really need to find an agent or an agency that you actually like and that actually works for you, and not just. Like, I feel like I'm somewhat of a priority. I know some agencies, you're just like a tiny fish in a giant pond. And like, so that's, I think that's really important, that you shouldn't just settle on an agency. Cause I know so many creators that have gone through like 3, 4, 5, 6 different people, because they have people that don't get back to the brands that they're working with. And then, you know, it's just like, so you got to be really careful with that and read the fine print, read the contract.
And let's give some love. Who is your agent? And let's give the shout out to who they are.
It's Henry Talents, and they're so good. And I work with Gabby is one of my agents, and Noemi is one of my agents, and they're just like so sweet. And they're like really good friends with me now. So I love that.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. For folks that want to kind of discover TikTok and learn how their brand can better engage on TikTok, where's the place that people can get started? Where can they learn about the platform and what that looks like?
Learn about the platform. Oh, I mean, I'm not sure where they can learn about the platform. I guess it would just be TikTok and just watching it. Yeah. I know that doesn't sound that great, but I mean, and just in terms of content creation and all that, and being attractive to brands and marketing yourself and everything like that, I think just like I said before, keeping it relatively more family friendly and keeping it relatable to other people, and and also being genuine to yourself. I find that a lot of people just do stuff just because it's trending on TikTok or just because. And I think you can just tell when people are doing that. So just try to be as genuine as possible with that kind of stuff.
And speaking of trending on TikTok, how often is the wind shifting? Like a really big song, a really big dance move,
Like literally you have 3, maybe max 4 days to get on a trend, and then like, it's gone. It's dead.
Wow.
And then you need to like, that's why I just like tend to stick to my own original stuff because, like, I don't know. I honestly don't even watch TikTok enough to know what trends are happening. Like, I just post my stuff, hang out for a bit, and communicate with my followers, and then I just, like, get out of there because I'll be stuck on there for hours if I stay on. But, yeah, trends come and go so fast. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so crazy question. So maybe there's some people who are listening to the show, watching the show, and they've got children. They've got, you know, preteens, yeah, teenagers, and they're saying they've learned about this kind of new collar employment, right? It's not blue collar. It's not white collar. It's this whole new economy. And they want to be like you. They're like, hey, I want to be like Chris. It's so cool. I'm so inspired. What can they do? How can they build a brand and grow to be someone who does this for a living?
Yeah, I mean, kind of what I said before, but I mean, it's kind of beautiful how you can just pick up your phone or pick up a camera and just, like, post stuff to the internet. And I mean, I guess what you have to do is kind of stand apart from everybody else, like what I was saying with everybody. TikTok especially, and even YouTube, it's so saturated with the exact same content, you know? So I feel like at least all the people I follow that are kind of bigger creators, they're all kind of doing their own thing besides the people that just do, like, the dances and stuff. Props to them. But yeah, just being yourself, being genuine, but also finding a niche where you actually stand out. And being consistent is really important too, because I know a lot of creators that are very successful now that were in this for like a year or two, and they didn't go viral at all, but they posted every single day. And it's just like, your followers are going to follow you if they know they're going to keep getting, like, consumption of content, right? So I think that's really important in this space. And that can be the hardest part of everything, is that you have to post, like, maybe not have to post every single day, but yeah, you need to be really consistent with it and communicate with your followers, even if it's just 100 followers or something like that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's and awesome. Then they're going to share to their friends and their friends. And that's how, I think that's just how it goes.
That's awesome. Yeah. So there's another, I shared my favorite TikToker, Zach King, but then my favorite YouTuber these days is a guy named Mark Rober, who was a NASA scientist who just does, again, science lessons, which again, you think is not that cool or that interesting, but he just does these bizarre science experiments and explains things, like explains squirrels and the squirrel kind of, you know, obstacle course he made. So maybe give me some of your favorite, like, creators that you're following, and what do you love about it? What are they doing that makes you want to follow them?
Yeah, I mean, I follow a lot of people that react to other TikToks, which is like, but they, like, make it their own in a way, which I kind of love. And every time somebody asks me about creators, every person's name just leaves my brain. But obviously one of my best friends, Shane Wally, he's going through, like, his weight loss journey and everything like that. But he puts, like, his own spin on it and everything. Cool. And he's just, like, a kind of almost like a motivational kind of channel, which I love. And sorry, Kevin's in the camera right now.
That's great.
And then Jeannie Weenie, the other girl, I'm, like, calling out all the Canadians. She's a flight attendant. So she's just doing, like, all her TikToks are about being a flight attendant, which, like, I never had an interest in flight attendants before, but hearing all of her stories and stuff, it's just like, this is so awesome. And I know if I follow her, I'm going to get, like, some really crazy flight attendant stories and that kind of thing. Right. So it's just awesome. Like, just stuff like that. And I'm trying to think of other creators right now, or like Adam Rose from TikTok. He has, like, the blue cardigan, and he does all these, like, just reaction things and all that. Yeah.
The row. Did he create the row dance? Is that his?
Yeah, that's his.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who is it, that movie star? There's a movie star that always comes on his TikToks with him as well.
He's always with Jessica Alba or Ashley.
Yes. Kinsale. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Just cause
he's worked with them before, cause he's an actor, right?
Yeah.
So we've actually become really good friends, and he's a super cool guy, but yeah, he's, like, found his own little niche, and it's just like, it's cool to see. It's cool to see.
That's awesome. So do you think you will create your own dance, Chris? Like, will there be the,
it'd be so bad. That is, like, one thing I cannot do is dance. So I don't think I've to this day done one, like, proper TikTok dance, which is kind of funny given that TikTok's kind of known for that.
So maybe
as a joke, maybe when I hit a milestone, maybe like 15 million, if I ever hit that, maybe I'll try to make a dance.
So I want to conclude this with this question, because I think what's so unique about you is that you are in Abbotsford, and those that don't know, it's like, you know, it's an hour outside Vancouver, right? So a suburb. Yeah. Jelly was started there, you know, which I find so amazing that you are from this town. How do you think that kind of benefits you or hurts you, being from maybe a smaller town outside of a smaller city that's not LA or New York?
Yeah.
Or even Toronto, right? Which is
I think the only way it quote unquote hurts me is that I can't be physically with other people to collaborate with, I guess. But honestly, I don't feel like I have a disadvantage by living in a like a smaller town, because I can pick up my phone and make a video anywhere, basically. And my TikToks are mostly just based off of me and my other personas. So I've made my own friends to make videos amazing. With, but in reality, it doesn't really hurt me that much. I mean, it'd be cool to go visit other creators and that kind of thing, but I don't think I could ever live in a house with a bunch of other creators and be expected to do that. But yeah, I think I don't think it's that much of a disadvantage. And that's what's so cool is like anybody can do this.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter where you are.
That's amazing. So I think COVID, you know, keeping everyone at home, it was the app of COVID, right? It was yep. it kind of got really big. That and Tiger King all kind of launched, it seemed totally. Like at the same time. And it's here to stay. It's which is so cool.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's so cool. I think I got a little bit lucky and joined at like the exact right time. And I think a lot of people did, honestly. I know a lot of creators that got started around COVID time. So yeah, it was a weird blessing in disguise. I mean, COVID can go away anytime now, but I'm grateful I got to take that time off of work and actually do something that I love, which I never would have done ever if that never happened. So
that's amazing. So you're at a party or you meet someone new and someone says, what do you do for a living? What is your answer that you give people?
Well, for the longest time, I'm still like, I'm a hairdresser. but yeah, I just say, I don't even say I'm a TikToker, but I'm like, I'm a video creator. Basically, that's what I say, because I'm on different platforms and all that kind of stuff. I'm actually going to venture into Twitch and YouTube streaming and that kind of things too, soon too, and everything. So I should say creator / entrepreneur or something like that. I don't know. I haven't figured out my title yet.
Well, it's crazy, right? Because if you think about like job applications or bank loan things you fill out, the job titles, these new job titles don't even exist. They're new in the last, you know, year, 2 years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I guess that'll be my title. I'll just say, I think in Instagram, I just say creator for right now.
It's awesome. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us here on Marketing Jam.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a treat. So many good insights. We're going to put the link to the other creators that you mentioned. We're going to put your link in the show notes if you want to check out Chris. Warning. I don't know if you call it a parental warning, or like a cigarette pack warning. TikTok is very addictive, so please be careful when consuming. not Surgeon General, but this is your kind of just friendly neighborhood warning that, hey, just be careful. Because, there's something about TikTok, and I think it's like you need the sound on. It's like this entertainment unit in your hands that is so fascinating.
Yep, it is definitely addicting. Oh, my gosh, Kevin. Yeah.
I you know what's random? I have discovered hikes thanks to TikTok, which I did not think that an app like TikTok would be that resource for me.
Yeah, there's so many different like things that it's just like dancing and that and then like cars and there's so many different avenues to TikTok. Yeah. So it's really cool, but very addicting, like you said.
Yes. So thanks again, Chris. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. Much love to Abbotsford and O'Neill's and the Raspberry capital of our country.
So good.
Castle Fun Park, so many great things about Abbotsford. If you've never been to Abbotsford, check out Abbotsford. It is a, what do we call it? What's the way to describe Abbotsford?
It's called the city in the country, technically.
Yeah, there
but
you go.
It's just so cute. It's like a Hallmark movie, which all the Hallmark movies are filmed here. So it's a good town to visit.
Oh, and Dufton Co.
Dufton Co. There's so many good places. But O'Neill's, I probably go there every weekend. It is so good.
That's amazing. So good. Yeah. Get your birthday on the board. He used to do, I don't know if he still does it, but every birthday you'd get a free O'Neill sandwich. And I love that no one has shut him down yet. So
I know.
So, yeah.
I know. Like
it's amazing. I was actually quite addicted to the Dufton Co. They have a bread pudding that's just to die for. And I've never had bread pudding like that before. And
Their stuff is so good. Yeah. It always gets sold out way too fast.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks again, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us this week on Marketing Jam. Check out the show notes for more links and information about Chris and some of the creators that she mentioned. And it's great. Support your local Canadian creator today by give him a follow, give him a like, give him a comment, and we'll see you next week on The Jam.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.